It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Gene Purcell. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, why is flu season hitting working-age adults so hard this year? And later, we'll be hanging out with a restaurateur-turned-farmer who will share delicious farm-to-table recipes and ideas.
Nobody likes getting the flu, but a report just out says this flu season seems to have a particularly devastating effect on working-age adults.
Now, this development challenges the long-held notion that flu only poses a life risk to young children and the elderly.
Influenza has killed at least 10 people here in Wisconsin so far this year, and three-quarters of the victims were between 18 and 50 years old.
We've asked Thomas Haupt, the Wisconsin's influenza coordinator and respiratory epidemiologist, to help us understand what's going on and how best to protect ourselves as we ride out the flu season. Thomas, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you for the invitation to come on. I appreciate it.
I want to start out with some basics and talk a little bit about the numbers we're seeing without getting into just the age demographics just yet. How does the flu season shaping up in terms of the number of people who are getting it?
Well, it's comparable to a moderate flu season at this particular point. If you're looking at the entire picture and all the different age groups, the numbers are actually down a little bit from last year, where we predominantly saw people over 65 years old coming down with influenza. But again, without getting into the demographics and the severity of it, the numbers are probably where we would about see it for an average influenza season.
Now let's start getting into some of those demographics, because when we think of serious flu and the serious effects it can have, you think of young children, of the elderly being at risk. This year, I think I read somewhere we've already had 10 flu deaths in Wisconsin.
At least 10 deaths that we know of at this particular point. Now, flu deaths are not reportable except under 18 years old. But through our hospital influenza-associated reporting system, we are aware of at least 10 deaths and perhaps even more. The statistics have not come in over the last couple of days for that particular area, but it is potentially a very serious situation that we're dealing with.
And in terms of demographics, we are seeing more people in that middle range between children and between the elderly who are being hit by this.
Right. And that would include your 18 to 64-year-olds who have a very high rate this year of hospitalizations, including those that are admitted to the ICU unit, the intensive care unit, and those that are requiring mechanical ventilation. Normally, we would see about 15% of those particular age groups admitted to ICU. We're seeing about 25%, or 1 in 4, that are being admitted to ICU, and 1 in 10 that require mechanical ventilation. And this is just indicative of the 2009 H1N1 virus, the same virus that caused the pandemic back in 2009. It does tend to hit the younger and middle-aged adults much harder than it does the elderly population.
And to understand why that is so, you have to know a little bit about the history of those various strains of flu, right?
That's correct. Historically, H1N1 viruses, no matter what they are, tend to hit the younger people much harder than it does the older people. And in contrast, last year, that which had been 2012-13 season, we had an H3 year, an influenza A H3 year, which hits the elderly much harder, and we saw a significant increase in morbidity and mortality amongst the elderly population, and over 200 outbreaks of influenza A in nursing homes last year.
And every year, as I understand it, it's kind of an educated guess, I guess you would say, to try to figure out what strain of flu is going to be the big one that you're going to have to deal with.
That's correct. The CDC and the World Health Organization actually make a decision of what's going into the influenza vaccine in February and early March. So again, it's based on what's being seen in the southern hemisphere, what they feel might be circulating. The majority of time they hit the target pretty well, but there have been cases in the past where they have not hit the right virus, which obviously has caused severe years. But so far this year, it seems to be a good match with the vaccine, and we're hoping that the vaccine efficacy statistics that come out in February will tell us that we actually have a good working vaccine.
And speaking of vaccines, I also understand that in terms of being vaccinated against the flu, Wisconsin doesn't score very well.
Well, we score well in certain age categories,
okay,
but the ones that are hitting us where we did not score well, and this is the Trust for America's Health report, was the 18 to 49 and 50 to 64-year-olds, and that's the age group where we're seeing the more severe illnesses, where we're seeing the increase in hospitalization rates and ICU admissions and those categories that are on those age groups that are on ventilators. So that's a little bit concerning to us, but we are still trying to get the message out that there is vaccine available. It's not too late. We're right around peak activity in the state. You can still get vaccinated and protect yourself and protect those around you.
And I want to talk about that a little bit because there is continuing resistance to getting vaccine in some quarters. You know, some people say it actually causes the flu. Others say it has other impacts. From your standpoint, as someone who works in this day in and day out, are these legitimate fears that people should have when they're thinking about getting vaccinated?
No, these are some myths that have been going around for years. I mean, you really cannot get influenza from the influenza vaccine. One thing that I could reiterate is that if you do get the vaccine today on January, I think, what is 23rd today, that it takes up to 2 weeks to get full protection. So if you've been exposed to influenza during that time, you could get influenza, but it's not from the shot itself. That's not a live virus. So as far as it having other adverse effects, very, very few people get adverse effects other than a sore arm and a little bit of redness around the injection site. It really is a very safe vaccine, and it's also a very effective vaccine for both yourself and for the people who are around you.
So is it a good idea, though, to talk to your physician before you would do this, or is it okay just to go to a drugstore or wherever and get a flu shot?
Well, it's always good to consult your physician to be on the safe side. Those people who've had a condition called Guillain-Barré syndrome in the past really may not want to get this particular vaccination. That's like a neurological disease. There might be a few other instances where they're allergic to some of the components of the vaccine. So it's always good, when in doubt, to talk to your doctor about it. But if you haven't had any reactions in the past, you probably won't have any reactions now or in the future.
And let's say that I'm in that demographic that we're talking about, that middle demographic, the 18 to 49, and I get the flu right now. What do I do? You know, some of the things you talk about, going to ICU, having mechanical help breathing, that's some pretty serious stuff.
Very serious stuff. And usually a normal healthy adult who does come down with influenza will recover on their own, with the acute illness lasting about 5 days, although the fatigue that goes along with it could last for weeks, as does the cough. So most people will be able to recover on their own. But people who have underlying illnesses, asthma, heart conditions, diabetes, anything like that, even in my case, I take a drug called Humira for arthritis that lowers my immune system. That's where they need to contact their doctor and discuss whether or not they need to be put on antivirals, which will shorten the length and the severity of the illness.
And then finally, as you look ahead to the rest of the flu season, any way of knowing from this point how bad it's going to be or how good it's going to be?
Well, it's always hard to say. My thing that I try to get across to people is the flu is going to do what the flu wants to do. Right now, it appears, as I said, we're at peak activity, but it's not uncommon to have some influenza B viruses come up at the end of the season as well, just to add to misery and lengthen it a little bit longer. So we're hoping that we're, as I said, at peak, hopefully declining over the next few weeks and that the worst has passed. But nonetheless, we are going to see increased cases for probably another 2-3 weeks, even a month, before we get down to normal levels.
All right. Well, Tom, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, too. I appreciate it very much.
That was Thomas Haupt. He is the influenza coordinator and respiratory epidemiologist with the Wisconsin Division of Public Health.